Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Girly Homesteader Podcast. Today is the last episode of the month, or I'm sorry, well, the last episode of December, yes, but also the last episode of the year 2023, and also the last episode of season two of the Girly Homesteader. So, as I always do at the end of the month, I am going to be going a run through of my favorites from the month. And of course, because it's December, it is cold out, and there's really not much going on around the homestead. So today I have just a lot of fun things that have made me just feel good and happy and organized this month. Hello and welcome to season two of the Girly Homesteader Podcast. I'm your host, Laura, a girly homesteader living in Xenia, Ohio, with my husband, chickens, bees, and garden. This is my second year homesteading, and in 2023, I am hoping to hone some of the skills I learned in 2022, specifically in the garden and kitchen. This podcast is meant to be a bridge between nature-centered homesteading and the more girly aspects of being a woman, like non-toxic skincare, makeup, and hair care. So, if you're looking for a lifestyle podcast that also talks about random aspects of homestead life, like dirty chicken feet, being attacked by bees, monthly garden goals, food preservation ideas, and sourdough that doesn't always rise, you're in the right place, and you've found a girlfriend in homesteading. All right, so first up is my new water bottle. So if you follow me on Instagram, you know that I broke my cup that I would take with me everywhere. And I was really, really sad about it. So this cup that I brought my water with was a special custom cup that I got to be branded for my business, my personal training business. And I got these cups probably 3 or 4 years ago now when I was creating my, you know, studio, my baby. And I was very proud of these cups, and they were things that I gave as gifts to clients. And so I had had this cup. It was like a 30-ounce Arctic cup with a lid and a straw. And I loved it. And at the beginning of December, my husband and I were rushing out the door. We were going to go to see a show with my brother and sister-in-law. And I dropped my cup from waist height to the ground in our garage, so it fell into concrete. The cup itself was fine, but the lid was broken. And yes, I could have gotten a replacement lid, but when I saw the price of getting a replacement, I was like, oh, hell no. Am I going to pay $17 just for the lid of this cup when I bought the thing brand new and customized for like $25? So this then sent me down a rabbit hole of deciding what in the world was going to be my new cup. And honestly, I had already been thinking about getting a custom cup that had the Girly Homesteader logo on it. But I couldn't really find anything in the right shade of pink. I know, first world problems, girly homesteader problems, but still, I wasn't really happy with anything that I could find out there. So I was also contemplating if I wanted to get into the world of the Stanley cups, because I know that those are famous now. They're everywhere. They hold 40 ounces. And a few of my clients have them, and they do look nice. But honestly, I was skeptical of that handle getting in the way. And I just didn't want something that big. So again, I went down this rabbit hole of thinking, what in the world am I going to get? So one day I went into our local Meijer, and I decided, you know, I'm just going to wander around the water bottle aisle and just hold things, pick them up, see how stuff feels, pick up a couple Stanleys and see how that handle feels to me. Well, I was walking down the aisle, and this neon pink water bottle caught my eye by a brand that I had never heard of. And I swear, it was neon pink, the base of it. And it had super fun colors on the lid. And there were lots of colors of these things. And the brand is Owala. I don't really know how you say it, but it's O-W-A-L-A. This was my first time ever hearing of this brand. And I was just, as I said, I was captivated, like totally sucked in by the colors of this water bottle. And so I get my phone out and I start Googling this brand and I see all of these cool colors that they have. And I see that they're pretty popular, I guess. I had never heard of them though. So I bought the neon pink water bottle and I brought it home and I wasn't completely sure that I was going to like it, but I thought, well, if I'm upgrading my water bottle, that's okay too, because I didn't really like my old water bottle that I would bring on trips. So anyways, too much information, but I bring this water bottle home and I fill it up with water and I try it out. And immediately I am blown away by how it works. So before this big cup that I had, my custom branded cup, I had a water bottle and it was fine. But what I didn't like is that when I was driving, I would have to tilt my head back to drink from it. And I just, you know, I like to be able to look at the road while I'm driving. So I didn't want to get another water bottle. But the thing about this water bottle is that you can choose how you want to drink from it. It has a straw, but it doesn't look like I have a straw. So you can suck from it as if you were sucking from something with a straw, or you can tilt your head back and get more of a chug out of this bottle. I swear, this water bottle has been life-changing. I know that sounds ridiculous, but it has. It makes me so, so happy every time that I look at it. And I bought a second one, and now I have custom color combinations of my Owala water bottles, and I am just absolutely in love. I love the fact that I have a water bottle again too, because it completely seals so that I can throw it in my car or I can throw it in my laundry basket of stuff that I take to and from my work and home. It is just fantastic. So of course, I will put a link to my Owala water bottle in the show notes. So I am obsessed. Now I will say the Owala brand, they do make a few different sizes. I have the 24 ounce water bottle. I wanted really badly to make the 32 ounce bottle work, but it does have a big enough base that it doesn't fit in my cup holders. And so I was sad about that. But honestly, going from my 30 ounce cup to my 24 ounce water bottle, it's really only a 6 ounce difference and it's really not that bad. Yes, I do technically have to fill it up a little bit more often while I'm at work, but it's really not the end of the world. And the fact that I can hang on to it because it has like a hook on it, the fact that I can just hang it from my finger and walk out the door and not have to worry if I'm going to spill my cup, it's amazing. Like it like reminded me how wonderful water bottles are. So I am in love with this thing. So next thing that I want to talk about that has just made me happy is my new tote bag for all of my planners. So last week's episode, I talked about all the ways that I am going to be planning in 2024. So with the way that my schedule works, the days that I am out of the house the entire day, I do have some downtime, but not enough downtime to warrant me coming home. So I wanted a new work bag where I could take all of these notebooks and all of these planning things with me. That way during downtime, I could use it for more of a good purpose and I could journal or I could plan. I can do all that stuff. So I wanted a new work bag and I got a Dagny Dover Wade diaper bag. Yes, I know it is a diaper bag. I do not have kids, but this bag is really just like a wonderful tote bag with all of these beautiful pockets inside. It does come with like diapering accessories, but I just set those aside. So the cool thing though about this tote bag is that I got it from Poshmark, and so I barely paid anything for it, and so it is just fantastic. If you are new to Dagny Dover as a brand, they make really cool travel bags that are made out of neoprene, and they're just like, I don't know, a really cool material. They have beautiful colors, and I have become obsessed with them ever since one of my sisters-in-law gave me my first piece, and so now I have multiples. But I finally have this Wade diaper bag or Wade tote, and it is just absolutely amazing. And yes, it even has a sleeve for my water bottle. So this thing, I'll put a link to it in the show notes. It is just making me happy because all of my planners and things fit in there perfectly. I can slip my water bottle in there. I can put all of my markers, all of my sticky notes, all of my stickers, and I can put my lunch too when I'm going to work. And it's just a very practical bag. So if you are looking for a work bag, if you are a homesteader who does have a commute, you do leave your house to go to work, I would definitely recommend this bag. It does come in some pretty neutral colors. Generally, Dagny Dover, they have a few releases throughout the year of special seasonal colors. And as far as I have seen, this bag doesn't always come out in those seasonal colors. But the color that I have is called Dune, and it's kind of like a taupey purplish color. It's a really cool neutral. In some lights, it looks more brown. In some lights, it looks more purple. In some lights, it looks more gray. It's just a very pretty color. But the other neutrals that they have are black, an olive green, navy blue, and like a heathered gray. But this Dune color is just very, very pretty. So I will put a link to that in the show notes. And then the next thing that I want to talk about is a product that I have mentioned on the podcast before, and it is a skincare product that is specifically wonderful for wintertime. So in my first season of the podcast, I did do specific skincare episodes every season. So if you do want to know more about transitioning your skincare into winter, please do a search for winter skincare, and you will find that episode from last year. But the topic that I want to, or the product that I want to highlight is Beauty Counter's Supreme Cream. So this cream is a very thick, luxurious cream that you do not need much of. It is an expensive cream, but again, you do not need much of it, and one jar will last you the entire winter season, if not more. Like, it will last you fall and winter. So Supreme Cream is from their anti-aging line. So this does have bakuchiol in it. And bakuchiol is a botanical extract that helps with cell turnover. So some people like to say it's like a safer retinol alternative. I think that's kind of a little strong of a word for it or a term for it, but bakuchiol is definitely a soothing ingredient that will help that cell turnover, which is very, very important during wintertime. The reason is because with that dry air, it makes your skin flaky and drier. And so what it does, your skin, is it creates kind of like a protective barrier on your face. And although it is trying to protect your skin from the harsh elements, what can happen is that that buildup of skin, it can kind of shield your good skincare from penetrating your skin. So you do have to exfoliate during winter time because you have to keep that cell turnover happening. That way you have those fresh skin cells that are at the surface level of your skin. And so the bakuchiol in this helps to facilitate that even more. So those are like the sciencey parts of this cream. But the other thing is that it's just very, very thick. It has shea butter in it, but it isn't greasy feeling. And if you apply the right amount of it, it will help to seal in all of your good skincare overnight so that you do not dry out as you sleep. So I use Supreme Cream at nighttime right now, and I use it as the last step of my skincare. And by doing that, again, it helps to seal in all of the good stuff that I have applied, and it makes sure that my face stays moisturized throughout the night. Because normally during wintertime, I will wake up and my skin will feel so dry, so bad. It will be tight, it'll be flaky. But with the Supreme Cream, it doesn't do that anymore. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. And of course, with any Beauty Counter product, you can always get a sample of it if you just reach out to me. So those first three things are just kind of like silly girly things that have just made my life easier, prettier, and more fun and more organized. Then the next two things that I want to talk about after the break are more in tune with the seasons and some kind of traditions that I want to share with you. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Grubly Farms, the brand of chicken food and treats I use for my own flock. What's always been important to me is making sure my girls get a non-soy protein source But Grubly Farms takes it one step further by using food waste to raise the black soldier fly larvae that they then turn into insect-based protein. This is way more natural for chickens than the fish-based food I used to use. Grubly Farms is also higher in calcium than other feeds because it is made of insects, and I've definitely noticed stronger eggshells because of it. My girls go crazy for the crumbled food, but you can shop all their products with a link in the show notes, and you can get 25% off your first order by using the code GIRLYHOMESTEADER at checkout. All right, so I did an episode earlier in December that talks just kind of about my thoughts on the holidays and how I was more excited, though, about Christmas time this year. And one thing that we are going to start doing this year is a new tradition that I am referring to as the Tree of Light. So I like to equate Christmas time with celebrating our achievements from the current year, from the previous year, kind of. And I just think it's a beautiful way. If you are not into all of the gifts and the presents and everything, I think it's a beautiful way to turn Christmas into something more meaningful than just buying presents because you have to. So we this year are hosting a lot of people at our house for Christmas Eve, and it's going to be a party. And we are doing this Tree of Light. So if you have ever seen a quote-unquote German Christmas tree, they are made of wood, and they are kind of like, almost like a spiral staircase, I guess you could say, of wooden pieces that are shaped kind of like a triangle so that they look like a tree once they are all fanned out. So my dad made one of these for my mom a few years ago, but she doesn't really use it anymore, and so I have taken this tree and turned it into the Tree of Light. So what we are going to be doing for the first time this Christmas Eve is we will be, and I should clarify here, this episode is going to come out after Christmas, but I'm recording it before Christmas. So anyways, the Tree of Light. What I'm having people do is I have these little pieces of paper that will be available throughout the evening for people to write down some of their achievements from the year. On this German Christmas tree, I found these really cute like place card holders on Amazon. They're gold and they're shaped like triangles, so they're very, very minimal. And I attached these to each branch of the tree with some ribbon. I did make a reel about it on Instagram if you would like to see it, but I am going to put the links to the place card holders in the show notes. And then I'll also put a free download of my little like instruction sheet that I made to go with it. So I'll have all of that set up throughout the evening. I'm going to explain it to people, but there is this sign there that kind of shows what you can do. And I've also prepped our family members too, like, hey, there's going to be a new thing that we're starting this year. So anyways, as the evening goes on, people can write down their achievements, stick them on the tree, and they are decorating the tree with their quote unquote light. So once we are all ready and we have our achievements on the tree, what we're going to do is we're going to take this even one step further. So at our wedding, gosh, 8 years ago, we had beautiful paper lanterns, like tissue paper lanterns, that we released over the golf course where we got married. And it was a beautiful, beautiful event, a beautiful kind of ceremony, you could say. We got fantastic pictures of our friends and family members holding these lanterns, and their faces were lit up. And it was just gorgeous. Thankfully, it didn't rain the day that we got married, and we had perfect weather for it. But we're going to do that again on Christmas Eve. And so what we're going to do is everybody can take their achievements from the tree, and we're going to glue stick them to these lanterns and send them up into the sky with hope that we will have an even more bright and beautiful 2024. And so I am just ecstatic. I hope everybody else in the family thinks it's as cool as I do, but we'll see. I will tell you about it later, next time I talk to you. So this is what we're going to do, the Tree of Light. And I am so freaking excited to start this new tradition. So that is kind of the rundown of it. So again, I will put a link to these place card holders in the show notes. And of course, if you don't have a German Christmas tree, if you don't want to buy one, that's okay. You could use any tree. If you really wanted to, you could use a real tree and you could just hang your little pieces of paper on there somehow. You could tie them on with a ribbon or whatever. But I just happen to have this, you know, German quote unquote Christmas tree ready to go. So I will put a link to those place card holders in the show notes. And then also the kind of sign, instructional sign that I made. And so right now I just have it in a frame and it's next to the tree. That way people can, you know, they can read it, put their achievements on the tree, and then we'll go from there. So I just think it's a beautiful, beautiful concept. I hope it actually turns out as well as I'm envisioning it in my head. But again, I will tell you next week how it goes. So the next thing and the last thing that I want to talk about for today is another tradition that I want to get into with just me and my husband. So I am recording this the day after the winter solstice. And so that is the shortest day of the year. And so I had been doing just a little bit of research on kind of the meaning behind it and like the meaning behind it in terms of like celebration. And so back in the day, long, long time ago, before Christmas and Christianity was around, people would celebrate this time of year because what it meant was that the sun was returning. Because even back then, people knew, they observed nature much more than we do now, and they were able to know that once the sun reached a certain point in the sky, it would start to come back, quote unquote, like kind of, you know, back towards its normal, and that the sunlight would start to return slowly but surely. And so on the winter solstice yesterday, my husband and I, we went on a special winter solstice date. And so this is another thing that I want to make a tradition. So here in Dayton, Ohio, we have a park that is downtown. And they have this big, big, tall bell tower. And every Christmas time, they string so many strands of lights from the top of it down to the bottom in the shape of a tree. And it is absolutely beautiful. And I had never been able to see it up close and in person until yesterday. And so I want to make that part of our tradition during Christmas time, that he and I, we go on this winter solstice date and we just enjoy and celebrate the fact that after today, as of right now, the days are technically getting longer and we are getting closer to the time when my husband can be outside more than he is stuck inside. Because I don't know about you, but man, I have a husband who gets grumpy when he is stuck inside. He feels cooped up, and it's just proof that this lifestyle of being a homesteader is definitely up his alley. So for him, it has a lot of meaning because he knows that the days are getting longer, the weather is getting better slowly but surely, and that we are getting closer to the time of year where he can just be outside and do all the things that he likes to do, and that I can do the same. I can be outside with my chickens more, I can be in the garden, and we can just enjoy nature. So it's a pretty quick episode today. I know that you are busy probably with the holidays. I know that I am busy with the holidays, but I did want to share just these few happy things that have made my December just fun and more beautiful and more meaningful. So just to recap here, I have my new water bottle, my two new water bottles, I should say. I have my new work bag from Dagny Dover, a tote that I can put all of my planners and my planning accessories in. There's also Beauty Counter's Supreme Cream. That stuff is fantastic for keeping your skin hydrated during the winter time, especially while you sleep. And then also our two new traditions of doing the Tree of Light on Christmas Eve, celebrating everyone's achievements. And then finally, just going on a nice winter solstice date to celebrate the days getting longer with my husband. So that is it for today, the very last episode of 2023, the very last episode of season two of the Girly Homesteader podcast. And the next time I talk to you, we will be in 2024. And I cannot wait to talk to you then. Thanks for listening to the Girly Homesteader podcast. If you liked this episode, please make sure to leave a rating and subscribe so you never miss a new episode. I'll talk to you next week, but until then, I hope you grow and flourish in all the ways that make you, you.